Tuesday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis, Don, and Kenny. Jason is on vacation. We love Tuesdays because we check in with our friend Liz, who we met through Little Brother's Friends of the Elderly.
Oh, Liz, I think we need to talk.
Delightful lady.
She's a sweetie.
Well, I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
We're good. Yeah. You know, just trudging through the week. And
yeah.
And it looks like the temperature's going to go up. So
that
we've gotten
God.
Past a lot of negatives. Yes.
Yeah. Getting warmer is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, I went to the Science Museum. I took my son, and it was really fun. They have a whole exhibit. Well, they have dinosaurs and sportsology, but one of the things was the Native Americans here in Minnesota, and a lot of their beautiful artwork they did, the beadwork and pottery as well. And, of course, I thought about you because when Don and I went to visit you before Christmas, you were telling us about some pottery, special pottery that your aunt got from natives, but not here in Minnesota, right?
Right. It was pottery that my grandmother got. That was who we were talking about. She went on a grand tour to Arizona in 1895, and she picked up a bunch of pottery there.
Oh, wow.
And when she died, I decided I wanted it, so I had the collection for years and years and years.
Oh, wow.
So this was it ended up being really special pottery.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
I didn't know who it was from. And so one of our social workers here in this building got in contact with a professor at the University of Minnesota, and they figured out who it was from, and it's from the Maricopa Indians in Arizona.
And then tell everybody what happened next, because that professor was pretty excited about what you had.
Okay. Well, what happened was we contacted the Maricopa Indians and asked them if they would like to have their pottery back.
Oh, great.
So I mean, this cool. is
and
from
so
1895.
We decided that's what we were going to do. So Fran and I and my best friend Fran, we took a plane to Arizona, and that professor had somebody pack up all of that pottery and send it to the Maricopa Indians, and we went down to visit them, and they had a huge ceremony when everybody brought new pottery, and so we saw it being dedicated for their museum.
Oh.
And they told us that some of the designs on that pottery didn't even know they had anymore, and
oh.
so they had an artist there making copies of these designs.
Oh,
that is amazing.
Wow.
And what a great gift that you decided not to, you know, keep it for yourself. And you said this needs to go back to the tribe.
Uh-huh. Well, we felt, you know, that was part of their heritage.
Yes.
And we could have sold, I could have sold it.
Oh,
you know,
right.
For thousands of dollars.
Right.
But I preferred to give it back to them. And they were such an interesting group of people. I tell you, I talked with some of them, and they said that their background goes way back to the Mayan Indians in Mexico.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just
great.
A small band there in Arizona. They weren't a super huge tribe. So
no,
that
they
is
weren't.
Really cool.
And Franny got to go on a trip with you. That's
yeah.
pretty fun. She's like, I'm reaping the benefits.
And you know what's so funny about it all is they paid for everything for us, you know, our hotel and everything else.
Did they really?
And when we got there, we were tired, you know, after the trip. And so we had a relaxing afternoon and took a nap. And I said, oh, that's the best mattress I've ever slept on. And so when we got back to Minnesota, that was when we were telling the social worker, we never had such a good mattress to sleep on. She never let us live it down yet.
She's like, that's what you cared about was the mattress?
That was what we cared about, was that darn mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had hotels
good
like that. I've been tempted to steal the mattress.
Yeah.
You've heard of stealing towels. I wanted
wonderful.
To truck the whole mattress out of there.
Yeah.
Maricopa is actually a Spanish name, Liz.
Yeah, so, that's what they were telling us. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is so the pottery was red, right?
Yeah, it was red with black designs on it.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
That is so cool.
Beautiful stuff. I had bowls and I had tall, slender vases, you know, and it's just a gorgeous set of pottery. And we took some pictures of it before we sent it down there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm sure when they sold it in 1895, it was with good intentions because they needed the money. And a lot of that happened all across the United States, where tribes that were very, very poor before and after the turn of the century had to sell a lot of their stuff.
Well, and that was very true. And when we sent it down to them, they were so excited because, you know, they started making pottery for the trade.
Yeah.
But when they got it, they realized that this was the real stuff that went way, way back.
Right.
Wow.
And it wasn't trade pottery. It was their old pottery.
For their own uses, thrilled. Yeah.
What?
Well, that's amazing. As the story started, I was thinking, oh, I got to tell Liz, she's got to give that stuff back.
Yeah,
and then that's what you did. That is so awesome, Liz. I'm so happy for that. Such a great thing to do.
Well, I really thought it was wonderful, and they were so good to us. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They had dancers. During their celebration, they had a lot of dancers there.
That's what I was
curious. And some of them
about.
Were from Minnesota, and they did the jingle dance. Do you remember the jingle dance?
Yes.
And so they were doing that.
With all the little bells on their dresses.
Home, I got an authentic costume, you know, which the Maricopa women wear with a necklace and a shirt top and a skirt with all the different colors in it.
Okay, Liz, we need to see that when we come see you again.
Okay, yeah.
We expect you to be in that costume on Valentine's Day when we come and visit you, okay?
Wow, what a great story.
I was curious about that ceremony. So there was dancing and
there
music.
There was dancing and they had a celebration. And they had food, all kinds of food you could possibly want to eat. So I was eating fried bread and all the rest of the stuff.
Oh, my gosh. And they did this all for you because they were so thrilled that you decided to...
No, this is their annual ceremony that they have every year.
Okay.
Where what they do is they dedicate any new things that they receive to their museum because they're trying to get a whole history of that tribe.
Yeah.
With all the different things that tribe represents.
Yeah,
and one of the interesting things that came up was we got to talking about one of the bowls, which was used by what I cannot remember what they call them, but the man, you know, the man, the I can't remember.
The elder or chief?
No, not the elder.
Oh,
what they eat.
But anyway, they said they didn't want to use that bowl because it was disrespectful. And
sure.
I thought, well, why is that? And they said, well, we are now Mormons and we don't believe in superstition anymore.
Oh, really? Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to continue this conversation next week because we've run out of time. But
thank you so much, Liz.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Have a great day.
Yes.
Well, you too.
All right.
Okay.
We love you and we'll talk next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.